Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Steinie, Guru, and Dibs with Matt Steinmetz.
Curry's been the best thing to happen to my career.
Daryl the Guru Johnson.
It's the 18th day trying.
And Dan Dibley.
My only weapon was my mouth.
Featuring you.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, thanks for keeping the bay popping. You guys are best on the air. Appreciate it.
Steinie, Guru, and Dibs starts now.
All right, good morning, everybody. What is happening? Glad you're joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Got a ton to talk about. And going to ask for a little help from the sixth man today. Getting into the show. We'll talk about that in a minute. But just hello, guys. How you doing? What's the word?
The word is I'm gassed today, and I'm already pulling on my jersey looking for a sub. You know, I'm looking to go to the sixth man early and often. 888-957-9570. You know, that first couple of trips to the first game of the year, Steinie, it's like your lungs are going to explode. And that's how I feel on this Tuesday. You know, sports everywhere as far as the eye can see. And, man, medical news of all sorts. We got a look at the crime blotter with Amy Dash today. There's just a ton going on this Tuesday.
You know what? I was walking to the mic, the lab, and I thought to myself, you know what, Daryl, talking to myself, you're a lucky dude, man. You're doing the show with Matt Steinmetz and Dan Dibley. Tuesday trifecta. Let's get it, baby.
That's not our bit.
I threw you a curveball. Come on, like, man. Yeah.
I give you four for the library card because we borrowed it.
Guy. Yeah. All right. Okay, so here's what we're
I
talking about.
I might hit you with an oi, oi, oi at some point well.
You know.
No.
Look at you.
Yeah, so here's where we need your help today, sixth man and sixth woman, quite frankly. So we came into the pre-show meeting, and I'm like, man, there's just about three great juicy topics. We got Wiggins and the Warriors media day yesterday. Got a little bad news on Brandon Belt getting hurt, fractured thumb. No telling when he's going to come back, if he's going to come back. And then we got the aftermath of 49ers loss. George Kittle now a little banged up. K'Wan Williams is injured. So here's what we're going to do. I have my idea of what what we should talk about first. Dibs has his. And Goo has his. So we're each going to maybe just give our little two-minute spiel. And we want the audience to basically tell us what they think. I think.
Hold on a second. Oh. So you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, before you launch into it.
Sure.
Sounds like they want us to make our case here. And
yeah.
I think we should use the people, including great job Spadone and Kyle is brilliant, as judge and jury. Because we're all making a case for what's most important, what's
right.
The hottest look.
Right.
Let's go marquee order because I like it, you know?
Okay. But that's a good idea because our listeners can be the program director today and essentially dictate what we come out with. I think the hot topic today, Bay Area, is Warriors training camp and Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins is a big part of this team. He still hasn't been vaccinated, doesn't want to talk about not getting vaccinated, doesn't seem like he's on the verge of getting vaccinated, and I can't believe it, but the Warriors may be looking at heading into this season without Andrew Wiggins for the home games. But that's not just it. The other thing is Klay Thompson Klay Thompson back at Warriors training camp brought a lot of optimism. There's something about Klay Thompson that the Bay Area loves. I want to get into him. Draymond Green, a no-show. Andre Iguodala, underpaid. And Steph Curry, that was an annoyed Steph Curry. If you really listened to him yesterday at Media Day, I think the Warriors are a hot topic right now.
Order.
I'm not mad
order.
At you.
Yeah. I'd like to call Daryl Johnson, please, next to the stand from Union City. Do you swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth? Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. hey, look, it's about the ending, not the beginning. And to me, it's this Brandon Belt injury. The Giants are on the precipice of the playoffs, and all of a sudden, you're telling me Bam Bam Mancini, who I'm calling Brandon Belt, has a fractured finger or thumb? We don't know when he's coming back. And I saw all these wannabe doctors saying he may be back. Have you gripped a bat? I mean, I just don't know if the Brandon Belt, 29 homers, 274 in a zone in a season that the Giants with Martin Luther King, they overcame at every juncture. Now you got to do it going into the playoffs, possibly against the Dodgers. You need Brandon Belt. I love Ruff. I love Wade Jr., but this is another Johnny Depp, and I'll recycle it. A blow, Your Honor.
No, it's not bad. Order. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for making the case of the fractured thumb. Matt Steinmetz says it's Warriors training camp quandaries, questions, and controversies. And if I may, Your Honor, I'd like to speak third. Dan Dibley, Fairfax, California, born and raised, reared elsewhere. But to me, it's as simple as the National Football League and the San Francisco 49ers. First and foremost, gentlemen, secondary issues. If it may please the court, I'd like to enter into the record the injury to Josh Norman. Lung contusion, spitting up blood. He won't play Sunday in the blood feud, pun intended, with Seattle. K'Wan Williams, calf strain, out a few weeks. Other injuries as well, but guys, the secondary, the big question. And Richard Sherman right now, currently at 38,000 feet, heading eastward to get checked out. And possibly, most likely, if they want him, sign with Tampa Bay. You are bereft in the secondary. You are devoid of real answers. Ambry Thomas, the draft pick, may be pressed into duty. Leaning on Dre Kirkpatrick in a big spot. To me, Your Honor, and the court and all of the Bay Area and beyond, to me, it's the San Francisco 49ers and major secondary issues.
All right. They also have a little bit of an issue with tight end, apparently. A little hammy for
issue?
George Kittle. He's day-to-day, Goo. I know. Here we go.
Shout out Denny's. Moon's over my hammy.
Go ahead, Goo.
Yeah, I missed that.
Oh, boy.
He'll be out there Sunday. Okay.
And Kinlaw is the same. He's day-to-day with what they call knee maintenance, which I'm in year 23 of knee maintenance, so I know what it is to be day-to-day. But those are the three topics, you know?
Yeah.
So let's open it up. 888-957-9570. Put your 95.7 The Game program director hat on.
Look.
If you were our boss, man, first of all, you'd have a big problem because many of us are insubordinate. But nevertheless, if you're the program director, what are we coming out with next segment? Wiggins? Look. Not getting the vaccine, but the Warriors season starting. Brandon Belt, fractured thumb, problems for the Giants. Yeah. And what about the 49ers? It's a Tuesday where, you know, you kind of, the emotion's gone away, and now you can discuss things, some things rationally, let's say, without the emotion. Let me throw out the guests we have today, because we're going to have a great show of guests. Amy Dash, 95.7 The Game's and Odyssey legal insider, is going to join us at 11:18. That way we can get into some Wiggins stuff. Might even touch on Deshaun Watson. And probably we'll even hit on Richard Sherman to see if he may be looking at any suspension before he signs, wherever he does. Brad Spielberger, he's going to be in for our man Monson today. Why can't I think of Monson's first name?
Sam.
Sam. Sam at the dentist. Sam Monson at the dentist today. We're going to get Brad Spielberger of Pro Football Focus at 11:48. And then, of course, Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker, he and Dibs will spar at 1:30.
Signing could up on multiple levels.
Could Monson get pipped by Spielberger? That's going to be the headline of that one. Because probably Monson's been great. Yeah. Well, I mean, that root canal, it's multiple visits. Get that plastic bridge in your mouth for going on 7 weeks. That's just one of the worst worst things you got going from a dental procedure. But thoughts and prayers for Sam and all 34 of those beautiful pearly whites.
Yeah, and we're going to we'll talk about what's going on. By the way, I was just going to end the segment this way. So I watched the Cowboys game last night against the Eagles. And, you know, I'm watching it. I'm just locked in. I don't multitask. I just watch the game.
Gotcha.
Was very happy to see that as good as Dak Prescott was, he wasn't able to overcome the Steinway. I got my first win in fantasy football. We'll talk about that also. But it became clear in the third or fourth quarter that apparently I'm missing out because I'm not watching the Manning cast.
Oh,
I'm watching the other one. And it's like I feel like I almost missed the game, Goo and Dibs.
Well, you saw the game, but that thing was dull from just about start to finish. It was pretty clear early that, and Dallas, tip of the cap to you, Goo, for the non-homer pick. You nailed it, and they are good. I mean, they bless you. They are a good, solid squad. But to me, more entertaining to watch the Mannings, and you say, oh, LeBron's in. You know, let's talk about your high school career. Now, if it's my team and you're locked in, it's different.
There we go. And
you mentioned it in the call, Goo, and you're 100% right. So for me, Cowboys, Eagles, I could give a rat's rear quarters. Yeah. As I try to clean it up. But, yeah, thank you. Put it back first, backside first on the table. But to watch the Mannings on that game was perfect.
I'll go to Cobb's Comedy Club, Stoney, if I want to get jokes. I'll go to the improv. I don't need Peyton and his brother with the double bird. We'll get into that. Dude, getting off humor. I like my commentators. They add to the game, even if they're bad. I can't do all that, man. I'm hardcore. I need to hear the game with the original commentators.
Sounds to me like you don't like to have fun, Goo, because apparently they were very much fun.
F-U-N.
Yeah. All right. All right, here it is. It's your chance to be program director, 888-957-9570. What's the big story today of the three? The Warriors training camp and Wiggins? Is it the fractured thumb of Brandon Belt, or is it the 49ers coming off their first loss of the season with some injury bugaboos again? You're the program director. What are we talking about on the other side? On 95.7, the game, the number, you know it, 888-957-9570.
That ain't truth.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
The new Odyssey exclusive stations are curated for sports listeners like you. Find your new summer soundtrack. There are hundreds of new stations for summer barbecues, road trips, working out, or relaxing poolside. You'll find a huge variety of music stations like arena rock, rock of the 70s and 80s that conjures up memories of epic tailgate parties, mesmerizing light shows, fog machines, and lighters held high. You'll find your favorite artists on Odyssey 2 on the all-new Artist radio stations. Check out the new Odyssey exclusive stations on the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar. All right, we're asking you, the listener, to be today's program director. And as a former program announcer used to say, what are you hot on? What are you hot on today? And Steinmetz is hot on the Warriors media day, and Andrew Wiggins and Klay Thompson coming back. Goo, what are you hot on today?
Oh, it's the injury. I told you. Shocker, but it's Brandon Belt. And, you know, again, it's been cool. It's been fun to watch 162 play out. But now that you're about to embark on getting it all, winning the big prize and playing good teams everywhere you look, you need that bat in your lineup. And right now, I'm no doctor. I just don't like the fact that we're talking about a fractured thumb. It's scaring the hell out of me. and we'll see how they deal with it. They've dealt with it, but not in the postseason. I need Belt in that short porch at home, Dibs and Steiny. I just don't like it. That was the worst news you could have got.
That's a high porch. It's like a crow's nest with that big wall and right.
He makes it small, though.
Yeah. He can, 309, but you got to golf it out there. And coming up at last night in our league, I got some Belt nuggets for you, Goo, because I knew you'd be hot on this. But for me, it's Hangover Tuesday. I talked last week about Victory Monday, where on that Monday after an NFL win, you don't complain about what went wrong. You don't nitpick too much. You celebrate the victory. Well, after a loss, especially when you get injuries, Tuesday becomes Hangover Tuesday, where you got to face the reality. And for the 49ers, Josh Norman, internal bleeding, guys, lung damage, and it was on that third down tackle on the sideline where the running back just got him right in the wrong spot. That's just a bad blow to a team who was already down multiple corners, and then you add in the fact that your nickel corner, who's been so good, Kaywan Williams, calf strain, likely to miss a couple of weeks, so not even like he'll be questionable. Looks like he's out, so you're going to be leaning on multiple rookies against Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf, who, by the way, shredded you last year. So for me, the Wiggins story's big, and Warriors camp opening. And I do want to get in the Clay versus Steph stuff at some point, Steiny.
I love this.
But, you know, and maybe we do a Mount Rushmore of beloved Bay Area athletes, because I think Clay's got a possible seat at the table. But for me, it still is this Niner secondary, like waking up today and realizing what you're facing.
I got you. And we have a poll up on 95.7 The Game. Or no, it's on Steiny Guru Dibs, rather. I got 47% wanting to talk about the Warriors media day. I got 32% saying Brandon Belt, only 21% with the 49ers. Let's check on Matt in Carmichael. What's up, Matt? What do you? Come on, program director, devise a show for us today. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, just coming off the Warriors press conference yesterday and hearing Wiggins' comments, it doesn't sound promising, I'll tell you that. But just curious what your guys' opinion is on that starting five kind of come season start. Obviously, we know Clay isn't going to be there. And right now, it doesn't look like Wiggins is going to be there. I'm just wondering, I mean, a guy like Jordan Poole maybe can fill in for a little bit, but when it comes time to play guys like Luka Doncic and Paul George, I mean, who's going to guard those guys? I mean, Otto Porter Jr.? I don't know.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call. Like they have a chance to start. This might be their starting lineup opening night. Curry, Poole, Porter Jr., Draymond Green, and Looney. Yikes.
Yeah. Don't steal. Don't steal my yikes.
No.
And I do want to tip the cap, not put it in the cap, but I want to tip the cap to you, Steiny, for coming of age as a radio show driver, because what you did there was subtle, and the listeners don't know it, but we had multiple calls on the board, and you chose to go first to the caller that agreed with your point. It was subtle. It was astute. It was next level. I'm going to go ahead and... if this was Below Deck, you might get a third stripe. You might be second stew after that.
Yeah. Chastain. I can't remember.
He really wants to be the bosun, though.
Captain Lee. I love that word.
He's no bosun. Yeah, and I just saw Chief Engineer Tim Jordan, by the way, who's really
TJ.
The original Chief Engineer, was only a Chief Engineer. So shout out TJ. But well done, Steiner. I saw what you did there.
All right, now leaving it up here. Chuck in Mill Valley. Chuck in Mill Valley is going to weigh in. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, thanks, guys. First-time caller. You guys make me laugh all morning. Appreciate
it. Cool.
So the Brandon Belt injury is critical. I mean, this is, we're going into the playoffs. You know, if we're in the wild card, it's a one game. I mean, that's the most critical thing. And the other things are kind of like going forward. Tired of hearing about Jimmy Garoppolo. Just tired of the 49ers. But the Brandon Belt and the Giants, I think that's critical. So I'd love to hear you guys talk more about that today.
Fair enough. We'll definitely be talking about Brandon Belt. You know, the one thing, I get it, he's had a great year. There's no doubt about it. But the one thing about the Giants that I'm thinking is, okay, Wade Jr. and Ruff, they'll just platoon. No, nothing to see here. in a way.
Just like we thought the running back position for the Niners was no big deal. It can erode fast, Donnie. You got to be careful on thinking you could just fill in, especially when you're facing stud pitchers left and right, which you will if it's your series you get, which could be the Dodgers or Cardinals.
And I wanted to side with you on this, Steiny, and I was holding this nugget for last night in our league, but I'll unfurl it now. Brandon Belt, in the month of September, OPS of 1172, and he's got 9 home runs. So I was of the mind of, you got Ruffin Wade Jr., you won't miss a beat. But Brandon Belt, ever since he taped that C on his chest out of jest, he has been on fire.
Man, he has. En fuego.
Yeah. Thank you. No, Thank you, Dan Patrick.
No, you're right. You're right.
Totally. 9 of those in September. And so, I would lean more Goo's way. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, tell me how concerned you are about the secondary. I mean, yeah, Wiggins, shot or no shot, it's a big story. Brandon Belt, he hurts his thumb. He's got 2 of them, for crying out loud. You got no corners, Niners, the faithful.
What about this, though, Dibs, to add on? You have no running backs. And we got to see if Sermon is from Missouri. He has to show us. I just want to compare this because I was thinking about it, Steiny. Last year, the season was robbed from injuries. Are we going down that road now to the
point
where – I
don't know. We don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to predict the future.
Well, if you were looking at the dashboard right now, what would it say? On my car, it would say we're going down that road.
Well, if we did our panic-o-meter that you came up with, Goo, I kind of fine-tuned it, but it started with your Joe panic. That's the lowest level of panic. Then 3. There's lowercase panic, capital P panic, and then there's all caps panic. So, yeah, that's when you get to the alarm and all that. But where would you put your sense of panic just as it pertains to the run game, the running back situation? Are you capital P panic, Goo, or are you all
capital
caps?
Capital P.
But not yet all caps panic.
Not all caps.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Joe. It's Joe panic.
Oh,
right
no.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
it's higher than that. I would have it all lowercase. Man. Lowercase panic. Just kind of like E.E. Cummings used to write his poems.
Well, that's cool. This dude.
Well, and also his E.E. was not were not capitalized.
No, nothing was.
I'll tell you nothing what. That is humility. Now, you know what? I may start. You know what? I may just go with no capital initials. I'll just go with the small M and S. We can do that.
Well, you got to separate yourself from the various countless other Matt Steinmetzes that are popping up everywhere.
Man.
That's true. All right, let's let me just play this Wiggins sound for you from yesterday. This has shades of Mark Jackson fighting for my life. He says his back's against the wall. Take a listen.
Back is definitely against the wall, but just gonna keep fighting for what I believe, and whether it's one thing or another, get a vaccination or not get a vaccination, who knows? I'm just gonna, keep fighting for what I believe and what I believe is right. What's right to one person isn't right to the other, vice versa.
All right, now Marcus Thompson, guys, followed up. He's from The Athletic. He followed up with this question.
Andrew, you seem pretty convinced. What's the reason for not just explaining what you believe?
Because it's none of your business. That's what it comes down to. I don't ask you guys about your beliefs. I don't ask you guys what you think is right or wrong. We're different people. It'd be like parenting. Like, some people shed their beliefs onto their children. Some people let their children to grow up and believe what they want to believe. Who are you guys where I have to explain what I believe? What's right, what's wrong in my mind? We're two totally different people. What you think is not what I think. What I think is not what you think.
Fascinating. All right, so there's that's so given, many things in there.
I know. So that's part of what he said yesterday, and he had a lot to say, but not a lot of meat to it. He basically said in a million different ways, I don't really want to talk about it.
Right. And I agree that it's none of Marcus's business. It's none of our business. The only person whose business it is his employer, and if his employer is unable to utilize his services because of his shot or no shot, then it becomes their business. But it's not really our business. I'll give him that. Spadone, we may need to cut his no, because it's a pretty clean wig in there. And also, he must not have kids, because he talks about shedding your beliefs to your kids. Like you're sloughing off dead skin during exfoliation. That's not how parenting works. But man, to his point, you know, Gooey, he makes his decision. He says, you know, whether I get the shot or I don't get the shot, I'm going to stand by what I believe in. Well, actually, you're not, because you just said whether I get the shot or whether I don't get the shot. So he's just a puzzle.
You know. Yeah, and he's a big piece of the puzzle, and this Warrior puzzle. So nobody can judge him, and we love Marcus Thompson III, but, man, he went Shaq on Chris Dudley back in the day when we got the duck and pushed him.
Oh.
But that's how that was, Steiny. It was like, it's none of your business. And to a point, he's right, but the end game is all we care about, and that's this Warrior season. And I just don't see, if he got the shot today, I'm going to go Microsoft. You look at the calendar, and right now, if he got the shot today, he wouldn't be back. So I'm scared. I'm worried about, you know, 50 wins. If that lineup comes to fruition, which you just went over, I mean, that's already out the gate with a big deal with no end in sight. And my question is, how do you approach the conversation, Dibs and Steiny? Because it's his right to feel the way he wants, but he's probably looking at people, oh, you're just saying that because you want me on the court, not for my best interest. It's a slippery slope.
Well, it's not just about him, though. It's
right.
About everybody who's around him. And, Spadone, what do you say we play a little of the Steph Curry sound? Because I don't – you know, Steph Curry – he sounded a little bit – let's do the first one if Andrew Wiggins is only going to play in the road game. See if you can hear a little annoyance in Steph's voice.
It's difficult. I mean, you can ask everybody on the team. We're going to have 18 different ways of explaining, you know, personal decision, the sense of urgency of the decision, potential consequences and fallout, you know, is at the end of the day – it is up to him. I think it's no secret to that point. We obviously hope that he has, you know, all the right information, the access to the right resources to ask all the questions he has on, you know, making that decision. You know, we hope he's available. We hope it moves in the right direction. My opinion is, obviously, I got it and ready to be available and following, you know, the mandates and whatnot, but that's kind of where it is. And, you know, the next coming weeks and how it all plays out is going to be entirely up to him. We obviously hope he's available and with us and, you know, kind of go from there. So it's difficult. Everybody's in a difficult kind of, you know, position in that respect. And we've all, you know, made decisions that you feel like are right for you and your family and whatever the case is. So this is no different. Whether you agree with him or not, you have to let it play out.
You have to let it play out. And this isn't good. And I know that's obvious, but I get the sense that, like, okay, I'll be honest. Up until yesterday's media day, I don't know. I just figured, I don't necessarily think it was going to go away, but I thought, you know what, he's probably going to get it. He said in the past, if he's forced to, he's forced to. Adam Silver hasn't come laid the hammer down yet about nobody who isn't vaccinated can play. But I'm starting to think for the first time, guys, that maybe the Warriors are looking at not playing home games with Andrew Wiggins. And if that's the case, I don't care. They're done. I mean, they're done. Their championship aspirations are done. And to me, their hopes of getting back into title contention are done.
I believe it's 9 of the first 13 are home games. They have an 8-game homestand, which is almost unheard of in and of itself, which feels like kind of a, I don't know, back when they made the schedule, it was like a solid to the Warriors. Hey, we know you lost out on a ton of revenue in your new building. We're going to give you a nice, solid block of 8 to get things rolling, get people back involved. But, you know, if Wiggins isn't playing, that definitely takes a little of the steam out of it. You already aren't going to have Clay for those 8 games. But to your point, Steiny, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. Guru mentioned the timeline and the calendar and where we sit about 3 weeks away from the opener. Even if he got the first shot now, he probably wouldn't get the second until 2 or 3 weeks from now, and then that would put him right at the opener, and then you'd need to wait, you know, another week or two to be fully clear of it. So things aren't looking good, and maybe the possibility of another call to Daryl Morey in Philadelphia becomes something that they think about, because the Ben Simmons situation hasn't really cleared up as far as his willingness to return.
Yeah, that's all I'm focused on, Stani and Dibs. At some point, the org has to, do I dare say, protect itself or look at option B? But to Steph Curry's credit, he was presidential in that answer, Stani and Dibs. I don't believe he's mad at Andrew. I think he's just tired that the team, you know, with the injury situation that has gone through, that this is upon him right when it's about to be go time, you know? And he said it, 18 different answers. He understands that. I mean, there is no handbook on how to handle yourself in during COVID or a pandemic.
Right.
This is the first, but you could just tell the Steph Curry, the guy is tired of just the cloud of this, Dibs, and not having arguably your second, your second best offensive player to start the season while you wait for Clay and the young second-year player and Wiseman. Yikes. And I'm stealing that from you.
I love it. And it's yours to have. It's my favorite Y word. And I think it describes the situation perfectly, because imagine if you're Steph and you're thinking, what if Clay was ready to go and he, you know, his rehab was over and he was there on day one and Wiseman was ready on day one and Wiggins had thought about the general good of the community and gotten the shot and he'd be ready to go. Well, now you might be thinking about, you got real action, and he knows his window's closing.
Damn.
They know their window's closing, right? As far as his ability to be the best player on a championship team, he could, you know, get one at 38 or 39 as a number three or number four on an elite team, but this is his last chance to put his personal stamp on being at that level, and it's frustrating.
Yeah. Curry was asked about, and here's what happened also a lot yesterday, and it's just the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everybody now gets asked about Wiggins. Here's what Curry said about, well, what if Wiggins only plays the road games?
Acceptable is a strong word. It's not ideal, but I don't think anybody felt it, you know, expected to be in that or be asked that question on something that's a voluntary decision, I guess, in a sense. But we'll see. I mean, we hope not. We hope we have a full team for the entire year and understand that on all accounts and what research says and things like that, that it's safe and, you know, we're all in the same boat. So we hope, you know, he's available. And if not, we adjust accordingly. But we hope not.
Adjust accordingly. What'd you read into that? Like, if he's only playing road games, they'll adjust accordingly and figure out who's going to play for him at home, or adjust accordingly, like, it's not a tolerable situation and we may have to make a move. Bottom line, get this guy out of here.
Has to be the latter. I can't imagine Goo, Steve Kerr and company saying, okay, so Wiggins is out for 41 home. He's out for the two in New York and probably Toronto. All right, how do we make the most out of 38 games of Andrew Wiggins? I can't see him spending even 5 seconds on that.
It's nothing personal, Steiny and Dibs. You are right. And just think about the playoffs. Steiny, this, if I'm correct to my historians, this would be the first of its kind if he were granted this. I mean, how do you become whole? You can't. And, yeah, I think they'd be on the phone now if they got behind closed doors a definite no, I'm not getting the shot. I wouldn't wish this on any franchise.
Yeah. This is from the 415. You guys crack me up. I listen just about every day to you guys during the season, and all you guys did was attack and criticize Wiggins no matter how good he did. He was always a scapegoat if the Warriors lost. Now you're acting like you really want him there. Keep it real. You know darn well if he comes back and they lose, all you guys are going to do is rip him. Leave that man alone. Here's what I'll say to that. Look, I'm not a huge Wiggins guy, but I've acknowledged he had a nice little year last year for the Warriors. I don't think it was quite as great as everybody thought it was, but nevertheless, he was a positive. My point is they don't have Klay Thompson, so they need to get through the first month or two of the season and hang in there till Klay gets back and Wiseman gets back. And say what you want, Andrew Wiggins is a big part of the first 2 months of the season at the very least. If he ain't there, like I said, I think they're done. And it's not because Wiggins is the greatest player on the team, but he can get you 20. And I look at the team without Klay and without Wiggins, they can't score. They can't score if you want to just keep it to basketball.
2,500 minutes Wiggins is going to get you for the year. And I did the breakdown before about 20,000 minutes in an NBA year. Well, you need a guy who can play on both ends to eat up a chunk of that. And at his worst, quote-unquote, Wiggins is a solid, durable, playable piece. He may disappear at times, but he's a guy who will go out there every night. He'll give you 34 to 37 minutes of good, solid basketball. Not worthy of a number one overall, but that ship has sailed. So no one's ever been hating on Andrew Wiggins, the player. It just is disappointing that he's unwilling to do what's necessary to clear local regulations and be able to play.
And if you listen to the show every day, Steiny, to that texter's point, I'm a big Andrew Wiggins guy because I want more. And now you just talked about it. Without Klay and Wiseman, he becomes your Klay. And without him, I mean, 2 months is a long time. And I hope this gets resolved.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. Absolutely. I hope it gets resolved one way or the other. 650, morning, guys. I think the Wiggins dilemma will get resolved, but it's going to be resolved on the grounds that he's not going to want to let down his teammates. I kind of think, and that's from our main man, Rotz.
What are you doing now, Steiny? What's happening now? It's a circus now. Like, if that was going to get him to get the shot, I believe he would already have it, Dibs.
And he said, I may get the shot, I may not get it, but I'm just going to stick to my beliefs. Well, your beliefs are one way or the other. And so far, your beliefs have indicated that you're against the shot, so you're going to stick to your beliefs, yet you're going to flip and get the shot. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. But the Warriors season, is it too dramatic to say it's hanging in the balance here a little bit? I don't think it is, to tell you the truth. This team's going to have a good season to get back to where they want to get, not just a good couple months. All right, on the other side, Brandon Belt, he's got a fractured thumb. What does this mean to the Giants' World Series hopes? And we'll take a look at what happened around baseball last night in our league. Don't go anywhere on 95.7 The Game.
I'm with you, Guru.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Hope everybody's having a good morning. I know it's a Tuesday. These are sometimes tricky. You know, Mondays are tough enough. And we finally get by on Monday. It's Tuesday. And, oh boy, 4 days left. But that's, of course, if you don't like your job. Tuesday, you know, every day is like a Friday for us. Somebody bail me out here. I started talking without really thinking. Thanks,
Steiny, man. You're fired.
No, you're not.
Don't hang me out to dry.
No, I was leaving room for Spadoni to play the latest, which is you saying, I have no substance to this bit, or something to that effect. I was hoping
I can't support what I'm saying.
That would have fit better than Steiny, you're fired. But so I'm always thinking in terms of drops, and you know, pretty soon there'll be a cacophony or a virtual chorus of droppery. But I'm excited. I've been going back and forth with Amy Dash via direct message, talking about some of the legal things she's interested in. So we'll get a nice look at the machinations of Andrew Wiggins' situation, Richard Sherman, what he might be facing if, in fact, he lands. Well, he will land in Tampa, literally, as he's flying there now. But whether or not they sign him, we'll keep an eye on that in a busy Sports Tuesday, Steiny.
Yeah, and Guru mentioned it. This is what he thinks is his big story today, and he's got a right. He's got a case to make. Brandon Belt has a fractured thumb. He got it bunning, doing a bunt attempt. Ouch.
Damn.
What's he doing bunting? Guy's got 30 homers.
You sound like
Fire Pops. Kapler now. Since when did Kapler start playing small ball? Jeez. So the Giants are going to have to navigate that. The one thing I did notice is, of all the things I saw on Brandon Belt, nobody said he was done for good, and nobody really said he's coming back either. So I don't know. I mean,
you ever gripped a baseball bat?
No. Of course, a baseball bat. Guru, I hit 309 freshman year at Holy Name.
Okay. Well,
yeah, 309.
It don't take a doctor, Dibs, to – that's going to be hard to come back and be ready for the postseason and be what you were before you got hurt. That's
well,
just me.
Well, there are two things. I'll get to the fracture momentarily. But first, is it Holy Name singular?
Correct.
There what is the Holy line. Name? What is the it's Holy our- Name?
So our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I mean, where okay, because that's two names. So for me, Jesus. For me, it well, would be Holy
no,
Name.
It's one name. He does great. Two things. He's a big boy.
Yeah, but it, I mean, anyway, I don't want to dwell on the religious aspect of it, but at least give me a hyphen then, JC, if you want to go by one name, like Jean-Luc Picard. And
go to hell, Dibs.
Thank you. The second piece is, well, hit it,
talk
Spadone. Last night in our league, because Steiny's jumping the bit. If he'd look at the doc, he would know that it's the lead item. Hey, guys, we're doing it a little different today because it was a light night around the MLB. And he tried to steal my thunder, but I got to Spadone first as we looked last night.
I can't support what I'm saying.
As we looked last night in our league. Gentlemen, the headline story is the Belt fractured thumb. How bad is it? We don't yet know. No timetable, Steiny, as you mentioned. And Goo, they can ill afford to lose him. But if the fracture's not terrible, maybe a week off and he's ready to go.
Yeah, and I'll say this. For morale, if they know he's not coming back, you don't want to put that out there. Because then that stains what you're about to do when you embark on the playoffs. But dude, a fractured thumb, and you got to grip a bat and go up there and hit with... I just don't see it happening. I hope I'm wrong, Steiny, but this ain't good, man.
Put it in the cap. Brandon Belt has not had his last at bat this year. Brandon Belt will hit, and he will hit again, and it'll happen this year. Put it in the cap.
I love it, Steiny. It's a great call, and it could be that they don't play for more than 8 days. Remember, if they win the division, they don't have to worry about a Wednesday wild card game, so it could be almost 2 weeks.
But when is a fracture ever healed in a week, Dibs?
Well, this could be a microfracture. Shout out Amari Stoudemire and microfracture surgery. This is different. It could be in a spot on the thumb where, you know, it doesn't necessarily affect the way he grips the bat. In 2 weeks, it might calm down to the point where he'd be okay.
Remember, Trey Lance missed just 1 week with the chip fracture in his index finger on his throwing hand.
That's a good point. It's a good point. Not quite a bat gripping exercise, but a good fracture perspective there. Maybe Dr. Pandya can weigh in, as if my expertise isn't enough already.
Speaking
Steiny.
Of thumbs, Dibs.
Coach, yes. Congratulations. And I guess if things go your way, we'll see you back here. One for the thumb, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't need one. I only got four fingers, so I'm good.
Spadone, you're right. I cannot lay claim to the
that
thumb.
That is great stuff.
I can only be an expert on fingers 1 through 4. That's well, it's great job, Spadone. Moving painfully along, one thumb at a time, the Reds' slim playoff hopes live by crushing Pittsburgh.
The payoff pitch, swing and a fly ball, left center field, pretty well hit. Reynolds going back, looks up, gone!
He's at the party! He's here!
Three-run home run, Nick Castellanos, just over the wall into the Reds' bullpen. His 33rd home run of the year. He has 5 runs batted in this afternoon.
Tommy Thrall, Reds Radio Network. Joey Votto has 35 homer, Steiny. He hit 2 out. They trail the Cardinals by 5.5. They've got 6 games left.
Votto hit a 466-foot homer yesterday.
Man.
That's long. But too little too late for the Reds. You know, the Reds had that. They had a shot about 6 weeks ago, 4 to 6 weeks ago. They just couldn't get out of their own way, playing 500, and here come the Cardinals. Nice year by the Reds. Maybe next year.
Yeah, I'm going to say they choked it off. And Brantley in the booth, along with our guy, Dibs,
oh, thank
showing
you.
A lot of passion. But, yeah, it's a little too late. I appreciate you getting excited. But
Jeff Brantley, good call, yeah. Goo. Great call. St. Louis, by the way, has won 16 in a row, and they'll go for 17 tonight. Yeah, and St. Louis is looking to end the year winning 22 straight. That would be quite a feat. They haven't lost since September 11th, I believe. Meanwhile, Haniger hammers the A's to the edge of elimination.
Here's the 0-1 to Haniger. Swung on, driven deep to left. And looking up and watching it fly. There it goes. Home run, Mitch Haniger off the out-of-town scoreboard. A 3-run jack for Mitch Haniger. Back-to-back plate appearances with 3-run homers. And the Mariners take the lead to 11-4 over Oakland here in the sixth.
Dave Sims, 710 ESPN Seattle, 13-4 the final. Mariners a game and a half out. A's now 3.5 out. Goo, it's all just about over for Oakland. Night-night.
Yeah, and it's a shame. But I'll say this about Seattle. I'm shocked. They got action. Well, Boston's playing the Orioles. They've quit. But New York's playing Toronto. So I don't know. Game and a half out, Steiny. You know my calculator. You still got action.
No, your calculator, game and a half out.
It's a right. Half game.
Yeah. What game were we talking about again? Oh, Seattle against
Mariners. A's.
You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna say this. I think the off the field stuff. I don't know if it cost the A's, but it certainly didn't help them.
Chris Bassitt, by the way, will make his second start today since returning. Oakland not terrible since August 1st. 26-25. Not terrible. But basically,
but they've
mediocre.
Given away games. They, you know, up 4 or 5 runs. That's what hurts.
It does hurt. I'm not saying that they didn't underperform, but I look thinking, oh, they've been awful. 26-25, but now currently 5th in the race for the 2 wild card spots. Meanwhile, the White Sox hold off the Tigers as the bench is clear.
Yasmani Grandal takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Abreu is taking off for second, and he will be out at second base. Wow, he went in hard on Goodrum, and now both dugouts are going to empty. He came in hard on Nico Goodrum. Goodrum applied the tag. He wasn't reacting, but Abreu got up, and he was ready to fight. Now the bullpens are emptying.
I'll tell you, there's some action out there.
They've got action. Jim Price and company, what Tigers Radio Network. Oh, Abreu got hit by a pitch, and then he slid very late at second. Steiny, it's one of the few benches clearing incidents we've had this year.
Yeah, and there was still just mostly milling around. Abreu came in late, and then he came in a little high, and he was just, you know what? He was looking for action. He was looking for action. And we
I gotta say this.
I respect that.
You don't know this about your boy. You know I'm from the Yune, the mean streets of the Yune. So I used to run with a tough crowd. Reg B, Ron T, Mello. Mm. And your boy was good at starting something, Stoddy, knowing he wasn't going to really jump off. Because by the time it was time to go, Ali, my boys, you know what I mean. So I love a little bench clearing stuff. Because you know it ain't going to go down, dude.
Yeah.
It's a skill.
Yeah. This late in the year with a team like Detroit that's out of it, it might have bubbled over, but they did a good job of keeping Abreu away.
Detroit, they finished their season on a 6-game winning streak. They're a 500 ball club. They're clawing.
Yeah, scratching and
the Tigers
clawing.
Tigers are clawing. Yeah,
I give you a solid 3. Would have been 4 if you didn't self-congratulate so early. 15 yards for taunting.
Or if you would have said, Tony the Tiger, they're great.
Yeah, Kellogg's, you know, the whole deal. White Sox are 2.5 back of Houston for second in the AL. One more, guys, and there's no highlight with this, but it is followed by a trivia question, Steiny. At the end of it, You mentioned Orioles hosting the Red Sox, and the D-backs are at the Giants tonight. Both Baltimore and Arizona have a real chance at 110 losses or more. They're both sitting on 106. It's a low bar that's reached recently. The 2019 Tigers lost 115. The 2018 Orioles lost 115. The last NL team to do it, 04, Arizona, they lost 112. And it's time now for a little game, gentlemen, as crossfade. Well done, Spadoni. You're having a great segment, I got to tell you. I'll start with Guru because only one franchise current franchise, has never lost 100 or more games. Who is that franchise? And again, we've got two teams this year that might lose a buck 10. We've got multiple over 100, but only one franchise has never lost 100 or more games. Guru, do you have a guess?
Yeah, I'm going to say the L.A. Dodgers.
Great guess, but I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Damn.
Steiny.
I'm going to go the Tampa Bay.
That's good for recency bias, but they were terrible early. Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
Michael Jackson bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Not LL Cool J bad.
Yeah, I got it wrong. What am I talking about, Steiny?
The Dodgers in Brooklyn lost 100 or more twice.
Actually, I know who it is, Dibs.
Go ahead, Goo. Oh, it's his turn. His turn.
I know, but he always says he knows when he doesn't.
Oh, my bad.
Well,
I think I got that
last one right. If they were in Brooklyn and not L.A.,
Well, Guru, what's funny is, and this is where you get a clue, I said what franchise. Now, Brooklyn franchise was the Brooklyn Super Bas, and then they became the Brooklyn Dodgers, then they became the L.A. Dodgers. The franchise is unchanged.
I got the answer.
Go ahead.
It's the St. Louis Cardinals.
Unfortunately, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Atlanta Braves.
Oh, Steiny, you thought you had it right, but you didn't. Sorry, that's wrong. St. Louis, by the way, has lost 100 or more four times. I thought the correct answer was, but actually, in their early days, they lost more than 100. The Angels, the California Los Angeles Angels, have never lost 100 games in 52 years. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
What a nondescript franchise, essentially.
But they've never lost more than 95 in a year.
Bobby Gritch. Yep.
And if you look at their seasons.
Don't do that, Goo.
You know, don't do that, Goo.
Old Angels.
Yeah. That was good.
Don't do that, Goo.
I give myself four.
That's a good last night in our league, in any league.
That is. Ending, too. We got to make the most. Well, no, we're going to do a playoff version, right?
Absolutely, and then we transition over to the NBA when that's where the bit really starts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.